you're very welcome to the KBC Bank Investment Podcast in association with the Sunday Business Post. I'm Ian Guider. Coming up in this month's episode, we're going to be talking about diversifying your portfolio to maximize your returns and guard against volatility. Well, to discuss this topic, I'm delighted to be joined here by Patrina Grady, Head of Current Accounts and Savings at KBC Bank, and by Dara O'Brien from KBC Asset Management. Now, on the last episode of this podcast, we spoke about market conditions and what was happening in the global economy. But this month, we want to delve a little bit more into your portfolio, how you should manage it, and just a couple of strategies so that your money can grow. And we're joined this month by Patrina and Dara from KBC. You're both very welcome into SBP Towers. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks, Ian.
Thanks for having us.
An awful lot of jargon is thrown around about managing your money. Some people charge you a fortune for it, but we've got a couple of experts who are going to tell us about it for free for this month. Patrina and Dara, you're very welcome in. Diversification, basically, what is it in a simple way? None of this finance jargon.
It's a very simple concept. I suppose I could reduce it down to saying, don't put all your eggs in one basket. The reality, though, is to actually accomplish it and to do it in an effective way is a little bit more complicated than that. I suppose the good news for our customers is you don't necessarily have to do it alone. There's plenty of help around.
A lot of people, Patrina, just say, you know, I'm just going to stick my money under the mattress right now. Now, that's not exactly a great strategy, is it?
No, I mean, even in a low rate environment, we all know it is good to have your money in accounts. And so what we're seeing, actually, even in asset as a low rate environment, deposit household balances are actually increasing year on year. So versus this time last year, they've gone up 2%. So it's just under 100 billion in the Irish market in deposits. But I suppose what we're seeing, what customers are doing differently, is that they're holding more of their money in current accounts and in demand, so those instant access accounts, than ever, more now than ever before. And less people are holding it in a fixed time product, so that's where you kind of locked it away for a certain time frame. So I suppose people want, we can see in the behaviour in customers, they want more access to their funds and quick access. And that's probably down to, as well as we know, people who are on the property ladder and looking for properties out there, they need to be able to access that deposit quickly if a property comes and they're looking for it. So that's probably the change that we're seeing in the market. Another call out in the market, and people definitely will have known this, is the number of key players that have exited the market. So Rabo is the most recent one. Nationwide UK exited last year. So that means that there is more money. It's about 3 billion of funds there from Rabo that has to find a new home.
And if you're looking for a home, that will pay them some interest.
Yeah, exactly. And as I said, in the main, you could argue that the rates are low, but I have to say in KBC, our rates are extremely competitive. And what we're seeing over the last couple of weeks in particular is there's a great demand for our products. And our two most popular products are our 35-day notice account and our regular saver account. And again, it comes down to customer need. Do you want to put a lump sum away, or do you want to have a regular saver going into account every month? We find the regular saver is popular when people, again, back to properties. You have to evidence to the bank that you can put away a certain amount every month. So it's the perfect account for that. Whereas our notice account, again, 35 days, you just need to tell us 35 days beforehand, but you can put up to 100,000 into that account. So again, a very attractive rate.
There'd be a lot of people as well that would like to take a longer term view of investing, and there are products for them as well, and particularly if you've got different goals out there.
Yeah, I suppose really we'd always start with the starting point of cash, making sure that you've got a buffer, that you've got your rainy day money. As Patrina was saying, it may be a deposit for a house that you're looking for, or it may be just to replace your car or if the boiler blows up. So your starting point is always cash. And really from cash, you're looking for the best account for you. Does it give you access? What kind of rate do you get? But I suppose in the longer term, people are now beginning to face into a problem that maybe wasn't there 6, 7, or 8 years ago. And we seem to be approaching this whole idea of a new normal, where these low interest rates are becoming normalized. People now are beginning to say, well, hold on a second. If I stay here for too long with all of my money, then the cost of things that I want to buy is beginning to go up and outperform, I suppose, or appreciate the rate that I'm getting on my savings. So effectively, I'm now beginning to lose money year on year. And it's for that reason that we're seeing a more, I suppose, a bigger uplift in people coming to us, talking to us about, well, listen, what other options are here? I'm okay with what I've got for the rainy day on deposits, but I need a little bit more because the thing that I want to buy in 10 years' time will be more expensive, and I need to make sure that my money is at least worth that. And that's where we move into the area of diversifying out from your savings and beginning to look more towards the whole idea of an investment portfolio.
A lot of people think out there, well, I know certain stocks, I know local stocks, I know local savings account rates, but there's a whole wider world out there and most of us aren't an expert in that. Some of us might think we are, but we're really not.
You're dead right. And this is where it really comes back to the concept being very simple, but to do it effectively being somewhat different. And I think that this is maybe what puts off a lot of people about investment, and there's really no need to. So investing isn't necessarily saying, well, look, my rainy day account is full, I'll buy a share. You can do it. You could pick a share, you could pick a stock if you want. But say, for example, in 2006, you did decide to, okay, I'm going to pick a stock and I think these mobile phones are going to be the next big thing and that's where I want to put my money. If you look who was the major market player back then, it was Nokia. You might have been quite happy investing in Nokia, very solid, well-known company. You could see evidence of how well they did on every corner of the street. You fast forward a year and Apple bring out the iPhone. You probably wouldn't be the happiest person in the world now to be holding a lot of Nokia shares. And what diversification does is it really reduces the risk of picking the wrong option. You never know exactly when the next company is going to bring out the next iPhone, but there's ways of limiting the effect that that might affect your own wealth into the future. And it's something that we tend to do in KBC extremely well.
Yeah, and people out there would say, look, how could I possibly have the knowledge to invest in? How many different markets are there in the Eurozone alone? How many stock markets in America? How many companies? So this is not for people out there. You're taking this away from them, but you try to give them a bit of knowledge as to here's what we're doing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Darren mentioned we have over, well, 69 years of experience in KBC Group on investments and we manage over 2,000 funds. So, yeah, I think that the bit, as we said, is there's a team in there that will actively manage that for you. So they're the experts. But going back to the point we said earlier, as you mentioned, it can be a bit scary for people sometimes, the word investments. And people think, oh, I'm scared of it, or I need to have a lot of money before I go in and talk to someone about that. But that's not the case. And I think the way savings and investments work together is you can actually, we have a product where you can, it's called Start to Invest, and you can put as little as €125 a month. It's similar to the regular saver type approach I talked about earlier.
But it's invested in different types.
Invested, exactly. So for the customer out there who just wants to dip their toe in the water, come in and speak to us. We will talk to you about that product. You do not need to have buckets loads of money. And I think that's the message to get out there to people is that this is investments is for them. They just need to come and speak to us.
And you invested in different things. It's not just the stock market. There's the bond market out there. There's lots of alternative investments. How is a typical portfolio made up these days?
Well, the typical portfolio, it starts with asset allocation. And that's really driven in the first place by your own attitude to investing. So you might be somebody who's defensive. You might be somebody who's very dynamic, or you might be somebody who sits somewhere in the middle. So if we look at the middle one, which we'd call a dynamic investor or a medium risk fund, you would generally have a benchmark there where 55% of the investment fund would be exposed to equities and 45% would be exposed to bonds. That's a pretty simplistic view, but that's pretty much the overall of it. What we would then do as an asset manager is we would have a look at what's happening in the world, what's happening on the financial side, what's happening on the geopolitical side, and we might take a view that equities are due to outperform bonds for a period of time. So what we do is we'd raise the equity content for a period and we would lower the bond content for a period. So this is where your management comes in. And then within the equity side, what we'll do is we'll have a look at currencies, we'll have a look at countries, we'll have a look at sectors, we'll have a look at companies within those sectors. We'll do the same on bonds. We'll have a look at government bonds, which countries, which currencies. We'll have a look at corporate bonds. We'll have a look at things like convertible bonds. with an investment with KBC Asset Management Fund, you're generally going to be exposed to about 3,000 positions. So that's between individual companies and bonds.
And no individual investor out there who's just doing this part-time could do this themselves.
Possibly Warren Buffett.
And I suppose the outlook, we talked about interest rates a lot, and then that's what people are keen. They will start to go up, we think, you know, mid next year, 2019, but they'll slowly start to creep up. And I think people need to bear that in mind. So if they think that suddenly overnight we're going back to the very high rates that we've seen in the past, that's not going to be the case.
So you're better off then at that point saying, look, I'm going to have to look at doing different things, diversifying into funds, into bonds, into stocks.
Yeah. And where I have my cash portfolio, make sure I'm getting the best rate for that portion of my portfolio.
There'd be a lot of people out there who would have invested in the past and might have got a little bit burned, or they might have not had a great experience. Is there a way of, I suppose, diversifying so that you're not taking too many risks, so that you do have a bit of protection out there?
Yeah, indeed. I mean, it would be regular enough, especially in Ireland, that you'd hear the word saying, oh, well, I got burned by Aircom shares, or I had a lot of money in Irish bank shares. And while that's investing, it's a little bit closer to speculating in a way. It's really going back to putting a lot of eggs in one basket. Irish people tend to have a lot of exposure to property, for example. You know, a significant amount of people's wealth would be already in their family home. They may then decide to take on a rental property without necessarily looking at the concentration of their risk.
So it's what classic Irish exposure. I diversified away from property by investing in a bank.
Yeah, exactly. And what we were looking at trying to, I suppose, point out to people is that there's a huge amount of expertise here that's very readily accessible that will avoid the whole situation whereby some of your wealth can be dramatically affected by a fall in a bank share or by a fall in an Aircom share. And what you really need to do to make sure that you're well positioned is to look at spreading out your portfolio to make sure that you're not overly concentrated. So, for example, the classic would be the correlation, or the negative correlation, they say, between equities and bonds. So generally speaking, when equities begin to fall in value, bonds begin to rise in value. So if you go back to 2008, 2009, if you were to hold an equity portfolio, it wouldn't have fared out very well at all. Or if you'd held a bond portfolio, it would have done quite well. If you'd held a mixture of both, it would have really evened out the volatility that you would have seen, and you would have got a kind of much more blended and steady return. And that's really what the investment is over the long term. It's about getting steady growth.
We spoke to your colleagues on the last episode about how we're seeing a bit more volatility in financial markets at the moment. How is that having an impact on what people are doing with their money they're investing?
Well, I guess we did a survey recently just to tell you, kind of give you a feel for what customers are saying. So we did the same survey this year, and then we had done it in 2014 about their money and their savings. And I'll come back to the volatility, but on this it was four in 10 people say they have a goal when they're saving, which I think is great. It's nice to have, whether it's the holiday or the car or the house or whatever. And six in 10 people plan to save more this year than last year. So I think that's important when we're talking again about you know your cash amount in your portfolio, but if you for a longer investment, 3 to 5 years, and you want to get the better kind of higher returns. But the volatility part, I think Dara, you've seen more of the stats than I have, but from what I can see, we haven't seen a huge uplift in redemptions or.
No, it's been strange, actually. We've come from, 2017 being an exceptional year on, I suppose, on the equity markets, especially, where it was kind of a long period of steady growth. And we moved then into, I suppose, volatility beginning to rear its head in February. And it was sparked off, really, by some kind of exceptionally good news on the US economy. It continued then on with President Trump's trade wars, and then with the recent kind of increase in bond yields as well. And funnily enough, we haven't heard, I suppose, as much concern from our customers as maybe we thought we would. One of the things that we make sure we do with KBC is we constantly communicate to our customers. So within 24 to 48 hours of a market event, we will generally have a document drawn up by our strategy team explaining what's behind the volatility, where they believe it's likely to go in the short or medium term, and what their approach is to manage that. And we get that information out to our customers. If you've invested well and you've invested for the right reason and you've diversified well, you should have the view that it was a long-term goal, and short-term volatility really shouldn't be too much of a concern.
Exactly. And we obviously explain that up front to our customers. So, but communication is key in a volatile market.
And you can react quickly to these events as well and take advantage of it.
Indeed, yeah. So what we've seen recently enough is people who are invested for the long term, who see the value of the investment over the long term, are now beginning to say, well, actually, hang on, I'm invested in that fund and now I can actually top up or increase my investment at a better value by picking up some of these investment units for a little bit cheaper than I initially paid for them. And what's really, really good for that is the start to invest. So for the 5-year period between 2007 and 2012, because of the volatility and the value that was there in the markets, people who invested regularly over that time generally would have outperformed people who put in a lump sum at the same time as well. So again, for people who are trying to get used to the whole idea of investments and to take that step and get a portion of their money working a little bit harder, the gradual investment approach of the start to invest is really an excellent choice for people.
And we have a fund as well that has a protection limit on it. Again, for people coming in who want that kind of more level of comfort, you can put a floor protection on that bond.
So. Might just explain a bit more about that, because there are people out there who think, I don't particularly want to lose money, which is always the kind of try the hard thing to explain to them.
Yeah, indeed. The CPPI fund that we've got, in a nutshell, what it does is the investment basically sets a floor for a calendar year beyond which the value of the investment fund itself won't fall. So, for example, if you were more defensive, you would be in our CPPI 95 fund or one of the tranches of it. And what it means is that on the start date of the anniversary, it sets a floor at 95% of the asset value of the fund. If the fund begins to fall in value, as it begins to approach that floor, what we do is we sell out of risky assets and we increase our cash holding. So if the floor is ever hit, the investment is now fully encashed and not carrying any risk at all. And it'll simply stay there until it resets at the end of the year. Again, 2008 would be a prime example. We launched these funds in 2006. And in 2008, if you were in the 95% fund, when maybe some of your neighbours or friends or buddies down the pub, you would have been sitting there.
Oh, a lot of jealousy be created by that, I'd say.
Down 5%. And what we'd normally say to people is we've taken a great deal of care to put together the fund offerings we have to be building blocks of a really balanced portfolio. So yes, we have the CPPI, which is a protection part of our portfolio approach. We've then got our longer term, which are our open balance fund. And then we have our momentum fund, which is our flexible portfolio, which is really designed to help you outperform when the markets are doing well.
Yeah, you kind of preempted me there. I mean, there will be a lot of people who say, look, I do have a longer term horizon here. It might be something for my pension, which might be 20, 30 years down the line. Are there investments out there for people who can take that longer view and might say, I can take a bit more risk?
Yeah, indeed. All of our investment funds are open-ended. So the CIVEC fund was launched in 1994. Which is our flagship open balanced fund. It's got a huge track history. It's the flagship fund within the asset management stable. And really, they are there for the longer term. So sometimes you'll find that people with a longer term view will be willing to take on a little bit more volatility, whereas people with a shorter horizon might be looking towards the defensive. But we'd certainly say, come into us, talk to us about the benefits of diversifying and putting together
exactly
a portfolio.
Exactly. Everyone's risk appetite is different. We all know that, depending on where you are in your life stage and so on and so forth. So the key thing to do when we first meet you is to find out, you know, what your risk appetite is, what it is you're looking to get out of it, and making sure we get the investment fund that meets that need.
There's a very, very simple way to make sure that you're as diversified as you can be. You come to us, you talk to us, you sort out your cash element, your rainy day fund, and then you look at, letting somebody do the work for you. So all this talk about diversification, while it's a simple concept, but it's quite difficult to put in place, the good news is you don't need to worry about it, because we will do it all for you. We will explain to you why it's been done. You will always know how it's been done, and you will always know the reason behind it. And then at the end of the day, we'll give you access to all of your investment funds whenever you want without penalty.
If only we had the foresight to invest in Warren Buffett many years ago. But Trina and Dara, thank you very much for joining us here on this podcast. We'll be back with another episode next month. Thank you very much for coming in.